So we are in big trouble because we are doing our John Cassavetes marathon, and that's the last episode of our John Cassavetes marathon. So hello and welcome to this very special episode of our, again, John Cassavetes marathon of the Uncut Gems podcast. This was a Patreon exclusive episode. I don't know what I'm doing. My name is Jakub.
My name's Randy. And I don't either.
That's kind of the MO of what we do. So as you may have surmised, this is the final episode of our John Cassavetes marathon. Episode number 12 in the filmography of 12. We're doing the film number 12, the film, the last entry on John Cassavetes' IMDb catalog of directorial efforts, and which is Big Trouble, released in 1986. However, before we do that, might as well just say, look, well, first and foremost, probably a massive thank you to all of our supporters, all of the Patreon supporters who, you know, stay with us through all this as these two dads sort of like ramble about movies and gush about Cassavetes and all that. So thank you very much for supporting this this effort. And then if you're listening to the short teaser that we have available elsewhere, then just be mindful of the fact that, you know, like, this is going to come to a close very quickly, and you will have to continue on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where $3 a month will open access to this and everything else we have. So that's about it. And actually, speaking of everything else we have, also be mindful of the fact that in December we are slowly getting towards the closing of our Soderbergh project, which has I think a month and maybe just a tiny bit more to finish. Probably just a month. So on that project in December, we've released No Sudden Move on our Patreon, in addition to the Let Them All Talk episode on the main show. And also as a bonus tie-in to our holiday slasher. Was it a holiday scares? What did you call it?
Holiday horror.
Holiday horror. It's just the double H. series, we talked about Black Christmas. So these are all available on our Patreon. And if you don't feel like, I don't know, just maybe I don't want to spend money or something, like, okay, there's a few we have available for free. So there's Cabaret, which was in November, at a bonus tie-in for the Bob Fosse month. So Cabaret is free to listen. The Exorcist, which was a month before, is also free to listen. And also from, I think, May, we have Heat, also free to listen this year. And then there's a few more available. So there's plenty to listen to just figure out that you want to make up your mind and just pay up. You know, and if you do pay up, there's even more to listen to. So who am I to stop you? So there's that. So today, it's a bit of a momentous occasion, but at the same time, it kind of feels like we had the biggest conversation, the sort of the final conversation about Cassavetes last month, in a way, because we talked about Love Streams, which, in the eyes of many, and I think we're no exception here, this is the last final Cassavetes film. So the last original, so to speak.
Definitely original.
Yes.
And definitely, arguably, most significant.
Yeah, so that conversation kind of sort of happened. So in a way, what we're doing here is a bit of a postscript to this big journey. So the plan is that we're going to talk about Big Trouble, which is the last directorial effort, completed directorial effort of John Cassavetes. And then from then, we'll probably sit down and try to reflect on what just happened, on what we have achieved over the course of this year, going film by film, one by one, through the cinema of John Cassavetes, and then see how it may have changed our lives, enriched our lives, or maybe didn't. I don't know. We'll find out, because we do it as we go. Nothing scripted. That's kind of where we are.
The Cassavetes way.
Yeah, I think you can you've probably figured this out already, dear listener, that, you know, like, nothing's really scripted in here, and whatever scripted is usually dished out by ChatGPT because we're lazy folks.
It's so, not false.
Exactly. You know, like, you have to move on with the times, you know? So with that, let's just move on with the times ourselves, and let's move on from Love Streams to Big Trouble.
Yeah, I think that calls for a drink. Leonard?
I don't drink.
No. I've got something that you must taste. This is it's a sardine liqueur. It's from Norway. Have you ever had this, Leonard?
No.
Fabulous. Almost impossible to find. Honey?
No, thank you, darling.
No, well, she doesn't touch this stuff. You know, it's really a man's drink. Say when, Len.
When?
You know, in Norway, the new sardine liquor is released, or Gudbundsnit, as they say, on November 1st each year. There are lines around the block. Leonard, to us, to the future, to the house. It's my mistake. I have something else here. I know you like this. This is a brandy. It's Mexican, but it's surprisingly smooth. I know you like
it. So Big Trouble was released in 1986, was directed by John Cassavetes, but was written by Warren Bogle. And, well, it was also written by, what's the guy's name? Andrew Bergman.
Andrew Bergman is Warren Bogle.
Or is this just a pseudonym? I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
From what I understand.
It's a bit weird. We're going to get to it in a second because it was written by Bergman. But anyway. So, film stars. Peter Falk, Alan Arkin, Beverly D'Angelo, Charles Durning, a few other people, I suppose. But that's the main four, I suppose. And it's a story about an insurance salesman who's trying to send his kids to Yale. So he needs the money, and he gets contacted by this rich couple, who that's Beverly D'Angelo. So the insurance salesman is Alan Arkin, and he gets contacted by Beverly D'Angelo, who tries to get him to sell them a life insurance policy for her husband, which is Peter Falk, who's terminally ill and he's about to die very, very soon. But it turns out that his life insurance policy just lapsed, but knowing that he's going to die, no one's going to insure them. So they need to just insure him and then include this double indemnity clause. I'm using these words very, very pointedly because it's essentially a remake of double indemnity. And they want to get a big payout from the insurance company. That's more or less the story. And just, well, I suppose falls apart halfway through and becomes a bit of a scattered mess. But anyway, that's more or less the story. What's happened behind the scenes, let's just say there's not a lot about the film. There's a little bit more drama than usual, because that's probably the only film, maybe with the exception of maybe The Child is Waiting, although he did write it. So probably the only film that Cassavetes directed by didn't write. However, so the film originated as a Columbia Pictures production with Andrew Bergman, who was supposed to write and direct it. And this is a guy who was just about, I think, coming off the heels, I think, Fletch.
Of writing Fletch, right?
Writing Fletch. So Fletch hasn't come out yet because this film was coming together in 1984. So this movie was coming together as Love Streams was still playing in Europe and wasn't really out in America. So it was getting good reviews out of the European press outlets and cinemas. And Canon was very, very positive about Love Streams. This is going to make us money. Of course it didn't, because that's just life for Cassavetes. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the November episode to kind of learn more about it. If you have apologies, I burped. Jesus. Anyway. So listen to the November episode to learn more about it if you haven't already. But yeah, so in 1984, Cassavetes gets a phone call from a guy called, I think it's, his name's Guy McElwain. I think he was one of the big sort of executive producers in Colombia, whom he knew from pastimes that they used to work together. I'm not sure whether he produced one of his bigger films or something, but they knew each other, and I feel like this guy McElwain felt like he owed Cassavetes a bit of a favor, as in like he knew that he was out of work, and then he was struggling getting some kind of traction, and critics hated him, and he was a bit of an afterthought in cinema, and he was one of those people who kind of sort of at the time that he was alive, they knew that Cassavetes was one of these truly unappreciated geniuses of cinema who really needed a break. Okay, so he gives him a phone call and he says, look, we have this film, it's called Big Trouble, we're trying to do this. This guy who wrote it, Andrew Bergman, they don't see eye to eye with Peter Falk. They had a massive fallout on the set. And then Peter Falk said he's not going to work with him anymore, and then he stormed off the set. So they fired Andrew Bergman from directing, and essentially he just walks off the production, and this movie kind of just like just hangs in the balance. So yeah, so Bergman walks off the set, and they gave Cassavetes a phone call and said like, look, we need someone to step in and direct it, and they just assumed that, you know, Cassavetes was going to say no, I'm not going to do this, whatever. And he says yes immediately, as in like, when are you? Because it was like they were all, like, this was cast, scripted, and a third of it was shot. So, and he says, sure, I'm gonna do this. Like, and it was like apparently a Friday. So he says like, where are you shooting so I can be there Monday? Okay, that was odd. So he shows up almost on the next day. But before that happens, Peter Falk just feels like this is weird. So he gives him a call and he goes like, no, like I didn't ask for this. Like, it's fine. You don't have to do this. You don't, because he knew that he was ailing, because he knew that he was really not doing very well because he was sick, right? So he's like, you don't have to do this. But then Cassavetes had an idea that he really needed like $500,000 of the payday that he would get. He really needed it because he has, at this point, a few things that he wanted to get off the ground, because he wanted to do, I don't know if you remember when we were talking about Love Streams, there was like one of the three plays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he wanted to take another one of these plays and turn it into a film. So it was one of the many projects that he had kind of had on the go all throughout his last sort of years of his life. One of them would be like She's the Lovely, which ended up being a film that his son would have directed later on. He had a film called Begin the Beguine, where he had Gazzara and Falk involved in this, but they said, no, that's later on, when he was like really, really old, really, really at the end of his life, that he had this script and he had these sort of readings in his house. And Gazzara and Falk, when they realized that he actually wanted to make a movie, and they said, like, look, you're in no shape to make a film, to direct a film. So they turned him down and said, like, we're not going to do this for you. Because he wouldn't do just, they felt sort of awkward and sorry because he was really not doing well. Just medically speaking, he was not doing well, mm-hmm. right? But anyway, back to 1984. So he goes on the set with Columbia. And at the time, by the way, this is a fun factor. At the time, Columbia has to pause the production because now a new director comes on set and he starts rewriting things because he doesn't like the film like one bit. Bergman wrote it, and actually I don't blame him, because if you like, I don't know if you've seen Fletch. I was never a big fan of Fletch, and Andrew Bergman is a guy who killed his own career in 1996 by writing and directing Striptease.
And saying. I know a little bit of Bergman from the 90s because he did those Nick Cage films, Honeymoon in Vegas, and mm-hmm. the one with the lottery ticket with Bridget Fonda. Yeah. And I don't think I saw either of those, but he goes back to, he wrote
Blazing Saddles.
And he also, now here's the little bit of the backstory that I might have to add to this, and it's on the Andrew Bergman side. He also wrote The In-Laws, which was an mm-hmm. Arthur Hiller film. And The In-Laws was a project where they went to the guy that wrote Blazing Saddles and said, can you write a sequel to Freebie and the Bean? And he's like, oh, okay. So, and what came out was The In-Laws, which was Peter Falk and Alan Arkin. And that was a pretty substantial hit for a comedy. I think it was like the biggest comedy of whatever summer that was, 1981 or something. Mm-hmm. And then Big Trouble. So out of The In-Laws' success, studios let Bergman direct something because he was one of those guys, almost like Milius. They only wanted him to write.
But he wanted to direct, so he was just like writing this into his comic. If you'd like to listen to this show in its entirety, head over to our Patreon over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where for $3 a month you'll be able to hear many other bonus recordings of ours, such as tie-ins to our main show, mini retrospectives, and comprehensive director marathons. patreon.com/uncutgemspod is the place, so head over there and subscribe.